Welcome to the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Lola Darling here, your guide through the intimate journey of self-liberation and embodied reclamation. Pour your favorite elixir, take a deep, cleansing, grounding breath, and join me as we dive into the raw, unfiltered, provocative essence of being fully alive and embodied in your authentic truth and power. This is where we celebrate the untamed, where your spirit roars, it's time to break free. I'm Lola Darling. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge, and this is your invitation to revel in the provocative dance of becoming fully alive to the truth of who you are. Let's get to it, shall we? Hey lovers, I'm pretty fired up today and ready to dive into a juicy topic on embodiment and integration that is really around the lines of wholeness versus goodness, because I feel like a lot of us have been programmed or are moving through this life in these bodies from a place of trying to be good rather than a space of feeling whole. And I'm here to tell you that wholeness is greater than goodness in every timeline, every world, every era possible. Because when we're just trying to be good, or we're seeking goodness, or to be good enough, we actually are limiting our wholeness. We're hiding parts of ourselves. We're entrapping parts of ourselves and shaming them or blaming them or keeping them in cages and keeping them hidden. When in full truth, it is in our wholeness that we actually become more of ourselves, for one, but when we're in our wholeness, it's actually where we become more magnetic. It's where we are opening ourselves up to actually become a match for our biggest dreams and our wildest desires. When we're still playing in this space of goodness, of being good enough, or of trying to be seen as good or holy or pure, whatever really like you think of as goodness, right? Where you're kind of just wanting to stay in this like spectrum of love and light and not necessarily owning and embodying and allowing the dark parts of the self and the shadow to exist and to be part of you and part of the integrated whole and to have a voice and a say and be accepted by you, then there's not really much good in that. It's not magnetic. We're actually pushing away our dreams and our big desires and the limitless possibilities for our lives, because we're telling or signaling over and over and over to the quantum, to the universe, to spirit, to our own subconscious and body and self that we're not good enough. Even though we might be trying so hard to be good enough or to be in this like space of goodness, right? To be seen as good. But then we're constantly hiding this shadowy part of us that we can't quite accept or don't like or don't want others to see, but secretly actually love about ourselves. This happens a lot, where there's a part of ourselves, maybe it's the, you know, the kinky witch that wants you to take her to the dungeon, that we hide from the world, or we wouldn't want anybody to know about, but that we secretly love this part of ourselves, but we would never, ever tell anybody about this desire or about this part of ourselves that wants that, because then it might be too taboo or maybe unacceptable, or maybe it would trigger somebody to not liking you or you wouldn't belong, right? When we do this, and then not only are we doing this, we're like continuing to do it because we keep putting on this facade for that person or even the people that we're like not sharing this deeper part of ourselves with, we're telling ourselves in a subconscious energetic way that this part of us isn't welcome, that this part of us isn't good. And what that does is it creates this static vibration in the field. It pushes away anything that we may want to be attracting and to come in that's actually meant for us, because we're still playing in this land of, I'm not actually good enough to receive what I truly want because I'm not accepting my full self. I'm not allowing all of me to be accepted in this body, in this world, in this realm. And when we're not able to accept all of ourselves, then really, how can we ever be a match for what we want? The quantum wants us in our full power, and it's in this place of wholeness, of embodied wholeness of all of ourselves, that the magic starts to happen, that we actually are able to open the field and allow our dreams to reach us, because we're no longer holding this energy of a part of us or some aspect of ourselves isn't quite there yet or isn't quite good enough. When we can accept the parts of us that we feel aren't quite good enough, or maybe others wouldn't accept, when we can accept them and just allow them to actually exist and be a part of us, what happens is this experience of wholeness starts to take root. And it's this period of integration that we reach within ourselves. When we reach this space of integrated wholeness, when it really feels like, or what the sensation is within me when I've experienced this and experienced this currently, is that there's not anything or any part of me that could show itself, whether that be through a thought or a voice or some limiting belief or fear, that could make me not accept it. And that's a big claim, but there is nothing within me that could show itself to me that I could not accept it. I accept all of myself. I accept the parts of me that are judgmental, that are hyper fucking critical, the parts of me that are shadowy and dark, and also kinky and sexual, and also the parts of me that are shy, the parts of me that want to control, right? Or the parts of me that have unhealthy attachment or deep trauma wounding, and all of the aspects of the trauma wounding and the different parts that that creates within us, right? Like, I accept all of these parts of me, and that allows me to feel at a day-to-day level this space of wholeness within myself. I'm no longer trying to bend or even break parts of myself off and make them be something else, or trying to change them, or trying to change myself, or trying to fit into a box to be good enough, or to fit somebody else's idea or ideal of who I should be, or how I should be living, or what my life should look like. Instead, I've done a lot of work to accept all of these parts of myself. And that doesn't mean that I'm not still trying to be a better human, still trying to grow, still trying to evolve, still working on myself and still healing. I am. But what it really means is that I'm no longer denying any part of myself to exist, or telling any part of myself that it's wrong or unwelcome. Instead, I've found a space through somatic practicing where all of these parts get to be accepted. They get to be accepted as part of me. And that's kind of the work that happens on the journey to wholeness. It's really learning to own our shadows and the light. And that doesn't mean that we're no longer healing, or we're done evolving, or we're done, you know, with personal development or growth or any of that. It just means that I'm choosing right now to own all of me. And that means owning all of the shadow and the darkness and all of the light and the goodness, rather than just trying to play in the goodness or just trying to play in the light. this doesn't make us whole. Wholeness is both. Wholeness is the duality of self. And it's only through wholeness that we really are able to come to a place of full embodiment and therefore liberation. Because if we're still tiptoeing around our shadow or hiding it or denying it, we're not liberated. We're still in this space of control and trying to control aspects of ourselves instead of just allowing them to be. And this means that we may not always be seen as good by others or light. Sometimes others are going to see our shadowy aspects and our darkness, and they may not like it. But I'm telling you that existing from this space of wholeness is way more authentic than pretending to always be good. And authenticity is really where the success in embodiment is. It's owning all of yourself and allowing the wholeness to exude through you. And that's the magnetism, and that's the manifestation, and that's when we become a match for our wildest dreams, desires, partners, loves, lives that we want. Really, it comes down to full allowance, right? As I've said. But when we only own and take power and empowerment from the parts of us that we love or that we enjoy or that are seen as like the good qualities, we're actually abandoning ourselves in ways, because we're abandoning the shadow part of ourselves or the underworld or the lower body, even if we are somehow convinced that, you know, sexuality is bad or creativity isn't, like, if we have this belief that we're not creative, we may constantly see that that part of us is in a cage. Rather than being good, it's like encaged, and we're thinking of it as bad. Therefore, we're abandoning our full self. We're abandoning our truth. We're abandoning parts of ourselves that actually exist from the core of who we are and from our life force, and that are intricately designed to help us evolve and to help us navigate through this world as more embodied creatures. And the more we ignore them or avoid them, the longer our journey takes towards evolution, because we're not allowing the duality of self to play in the magic that is the duality of this world. You can't just see the world around us that is wholly dualistic in all of its attributes and aspects, and all of the humans around you. Like, you can see in other people the good and the bad, and so why would anybody be any exception to this? We all, every single human on this planet, has a shadow and a light. We all have both. And the faster that we can all actually come to this space of allowing that in ourselves and in the world around us, the faster we all evolve, because it actually removes the resistance that we've created through categorizing things as acceptable or unacceptable, as good or bad, and bad being unacceptable, right? Instead, it just gets to be light and shadow. And that in and of itself gets to be good. It gets to be whole. Because if you're only looking at the good parts, if you're only looking at the light parts, you're really only getting half of the picture of anything. And wholeness is about both. So it's bringing both in. And there is plenty of good to be learned from the shadow parts of ourselves. So within the shadow, there's actually all of this goodness. It's like the yin-yang symbol, right? And this duality. It's like within the shadow part of ourselves, there's also light from within that. There's all of these lessons and things that will like enlighten us or bring us joy even, or open us to a new perspective or teach us something that if we are unwilling to see and own and look at and observe our shadow, we would miss this little little piece of light that's within the shadow, and vice versa. If we are able to look at the full picture of the good, there's also some shadow within that to be learned and to be learned from and to be accepted and evolved with. It's wholeness. And we're better able to attract all of the people that are in resonance with us, the places, the experiences, the dreams, the desires, the clients, the everything from a space of wholeness. Because if we're only trying to attract what we want using the good parts, then we're only getting half of us, and we're therefore ignoring what's underneath the surface or in the shadow, and it actually leaves the door open to magnetize all sorts of chaos and bullshit and drama. And then you're wondering, like, why is my life shitty? Why am I getting this quantum shitstorm all over me? Or XYZ, all of this bad shit keeps happening to you. And that's because you actually left the door open for magnetism from your shadow self, or from your trauma, or from the unhealed, unintegrated parts of the self. Because when the shadow is left unintegrated and just hanging out below the surface, unaccepted and unrecognized, it actually starts to grow really big, and it actually starts to grow really powerful, because it's trying to get a voice and it's trying to be heard. And so it can actually start drawing things to it magnetically to get you to pay attention to it. And so I can promise you that owning your shadow, learning to accept it, learning to work with it, learning to embody it and integrate it into the wholeness of you is a lot more beneficial than ignoring it. Because an ignored shadow self actually is going to take on a whole wild, ornery life of its own if left unattended to, because it's wanting your attention. So it will get your attention in any way that it knows how. And so I invite you into the practice of noticing and allowing and observing your shadow self and your shadow sides and the darkness and the mystery and the underworld of who you are and who you're being and who you have been, just as much as you are allowing yourself to play in the light and be love and joy and playful and good and happy and all of the exalted emotions, right? They need equal playing time, equal playing field within your psyche, within your embodiment journey, within your healing journey. Dwelling too long in one or the other pulls away from wholeness and creates disruption. So I invite you into finding more balance within the ways that you're walking on your healing journey, on your integration journey, bringing these pieces into the self and finding full acceptance for the wholeness of who you are. Because the wholeness of you is needed in this world. It's where your power lives. It's where your magic lives. And really, nobody is interested in only getting half of you anymore. We want all of you. I don't want to just meet the good side of you. I want to see your darkness. And not only that, I want to see you owning your shadow, owning your darkness, loving those parts of you that you once felt were unlovable and unacceptable. Because that, my friend, is where the love is. That's where the depth is. That's where the magic is. That's where the vulnerability is that actually calls in your power and brings more magic to life in, of, and for you. Thanks for joining me today in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. And I'll see you next time. Romantic and rebellious ones, thank you for sipping from the provocative cup inside the Embodied Liberation Lounge. This is Lola Darling. You can connect with me over on Instagram at @thelolaDarling_. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it and don't forget to subscribe so that you always have a first-class seat in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Stay untamed, fancy, and free. But before you go, remember this. The world yearns for you in your power, turned on and dripping wet in your fully expressed truth and liberated soul. Trust yourself. Let the body be your guide and allow the mystery to unfold. Until our next dance with decadence and debauchery of all our untamed spaces and faces, keep dreaming provocatively, dreamers.